Pyramaze was a natural occurring, excuse the expression, event that corn breeders have known about for quite a few years. But really nobody took the ball and ran with it too much because the economic value of it wasn't really known at that time. But with the GMO situation and organics and wanting to ensure non-contamination, an individual out in Nebraska, Mr. Hogemeyer, worked with this Pyramaze naturally occurring event, and he got a patent on it. And one of our corn breeders at CRD, which is a company that develops non-GMO inbreds and hybrids, was able to get this Pyramaze event into three hybrids currently. And to keep it very, very simple, that the Pyramaze silks recognize the Pyramaze pollen and allow the pollen to go down through the tubes at a normal rate and fertilize the seed. Pollen from any other source, whether it's blue corn, red corn, non-GMO of other sources, or GMO pollen, it'll block or retard. And as a consequence, the growers can be assured of a non-contaminated product. And we're trying to get this information out to end users because that could be of value to them. I know on the Mississippi River and the Illinois River, there are a number of trucks that are constantly rejected because of contamination. And obviously with contamination, you also have to consider with handling and some other issues. But anyway, a long story short, we really feel that the future of this could be very, very strong. Will we be able to put it in every hybrid? Probably not, because there are certain situations where it won't work. But the yields, we've seen no yield drag. We've been at this now about 2-3 years and testing and on-farm trials. And basically, this last year, had a bunch of the growers send in samples to us, and we tested for contamination. And none of the samples had any GMO issues with it.
How many day varieties are the three varieties you have right now?
We have a 102-day variety, we have a 107-day variety, and a 114-day variety. The 107-day variety is the only one that we offer organically this year. Next year, we hope to have the 114-day in organic or conventional, either way.
So you're still on the high end of maturities here, though, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. We're usually 4 or 5 years away from anything earlier than the 105-day, 107-day.
Okay, stupid question, but hybrids are created by cross-pollination. How do you create a hybrid if it only accepts pollen from its own plant? How do you get the pollen from the 107-day to go to a plant that's a 95-day hybrid?
You have to get the event into one of the inbreds. And it's a complicated breeding process. And it takes time to do that. And basically speaking, CRD focuses on 100-day maturity varieties and later. So we don't have a lot of material yet to work in the earlier maturities.
How many acres roughly have you had out there so far, do you know?
Oh, it may not sound real major because we're just getting it started, but certainly spread out over a large area, probably 3,000 acres, somewhere in there. And we want to be very, very cautious on this because, we want to make sure that what we are saying is true, and if there are any issues, then we want to be able to recognize those. We want to be very, very careful when we're promoting initially this kind of situation.
What about availability of the corn?
Currently right now, the 107-day variety and the 114-day variety, we do have some available yet.
Okay. Now, if people would like more information on the corn?
Basically, they could call Blue River Hybrids. The phone number is 800-370-7979, and we do have a website. It's blueriverorgseed.com.